Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. HBR's 10 Must-Reads on Creativity is a vital collection curated by the Harvard Business Review, featuring 10 essential articles on the vital aspects of creativity in the business context. This specific edition includes a bonus article by Ed Catmull, co-founder of Pixar Animation Studios, titled, How Pixar Fosters Collective Creativity, which delves into the collaborative process that underlies one of the most innovative companies of our time. The collection offers a comprehensive look at various dimensions of creativity, from nurturing personal innovation to fostering a creative culture within large organizations. It is designed to ignite and sustain creative thinking that can drive companies forward in competitive and dynamic markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of creativity in the business world. This topic explores how the conception of creativity has evolved within the business sector over recent decades. Initially, creativity was often sidelined in favor of more analytical business practices. However, as markets have become more dynamic and competition has heightened, businesses are increasingly recognizing the need for creative thinking to drive innovation. The shift towards valuing creativity is evident in corporate restructuring that prioritizes innovative thinking, from brainstorming sessions to creative roles in departments. This evolution underscores the idea that creativity is not just for creative types, but is a vital component of business strategy that can be cultivated and leveraged at all levels of an organization. Secondly, personal creativity and innovation. This section breaks down the individual's role in the creative process, emphasizing that personal creativity is the foundation of organizational innovation. Articles within the collection suggest methods for individuals to enhance their creative potential, including fostering an open mindset, embracing diverse experiences, and continuously challenging one's own ideas. Techniques such as mind mapping, regular brainstorming sessions, and maintaining a creativity journal are discussed as practical tools to stimulate personal creativity. This topic is crucial because the genesis of great ideas often starts at the individual level before it can permeate the wider organizational culture. Thirdly, creating a culture of collaboration. Highlighting lessons from the bonus article on Pixar, this topic dives into how organizations like Pixar have mastered the art of creative collaboration. It discusses structures and strategies that foster an environment where creativity thrives through teamwork. Essential elements include open communication channels, a non-hierarchical decision-making process, and the physical and cultural spaces that encourage informal interactions among staff. The importance of failure as a stepping stone to success and its role in creative enterprises is also examined, illustrating that a supportive environment where risks are encouraged is critical to innovative output. Fourthly, leadership's role in innovating. This crucial discussion centers on how leadership can act as either a catalyst or a barrier to creativity and innovation. Leaders are tasked with not only setting the vision, but also fostering an environment where creative ideas can flourish. This includes mentoring and inspiring team members, removing bureaucratic obstacles, and providing resources that nurture innovation. The segment uses various case studies to depict how effective leaders instill a vision of innovation through their actions and policies, thereby aligning individual creative efforts with the organization's goals. The discussion further extends into leadership styles that best support creative business environments. Lastly, sustainable creative practices. This topic examines how organizations can sustain creativity and innovation over the long term. It discusses the importance of continuous learning, adaptability, and the integration of new technologies and methodologies in sustaining creativity. Practical steps such as setting up innovation labs, regular training programs, and cross-industry partnerships are elaborated upon. Moreover, this section looks at metrics and frameworks that can help businesses measure and scale their creative outputs effectively, ensuring that creativity remains a central, driving force in the company's evolution and keeps it relevant in a rapidly changing world. In conclusion, HBR's 10 Must-Reads on Creativity is an indispensable resource for CEOs, managers, leaders, and any individual interested in leveraging creativity for professional and personal growth. The insights provided in the book are applicable across sectors, making it a versatile tool in the arsenal of any business professional. By integrating the strategies discussed, readers can expect to see not only heightened creative output, but also improved collaboration, adaptability, and ultimately, business success. The book meticulously underscores how fostering an innovative culture is essential in today's complex and competitive business landscape. If you would like to support Harvard Business Review, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.